Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, the plan was simple. No parents, a small fire, and a night of freedom. It ended with a full-speed run up a dark street and something unseen pounding the pavement behind them.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, yes, it is. And if you have a real ghost story, you know how much we like to hear them. So if you'd like to leave us a voicemail, call us at 855-853-4802. Write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, you can always become a premium subscriber. You get the advanced episodes, access to the archive with no commercials. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes. That's Todd, my friend.
Yo, yo.
And I feel a little bit bad because I am having a cold beer tonight.
It's okay. It was my choice not to. So
because we always do this during the day, it kind of reminds me of the olden days, and maybe you and Todd or you and Tony did the same thing when you guys recorded. Like, we recorded at night, so we always had a cocktail.
Yeah, and I mean, I remember having a cocktail during the day once in a while, too. When Tony and I worked together at that station in Wisconsin, there was a bar right next door, okay?
Oh, how convenient.
Oh, my God. It was literally, you go out one door, walk like two or three steps and the door was right there. And the bar was called Irish's. And it was open early in the afternoon. There was an old lady, the old mother of the owner tended bar in the afternoon. And we'd be the only ones in there. But what we, the reason why we did it was.
He was 17.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that he necessarily came along. But so we would always get upset because I was not religious, and a lot of the members of the staff were not religious, and people would take time off for religious holidays, whether it was Good Friday or, you know, Ash Wednesday or whatever. We're like, these people get to take time off. When do we get to take time off? Right. Cause we're not going to church or anything.
Fair is fair,
so,
right?
So we started scheduling what we called prayer sessions. And so about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, by then all the salespeople have left for the day. Right. Usually the general manager or the owner's gone because he's out golfing or whatever. So the traffic director and the people that were there in the sales department and the on-air people that were, you know, not on the air, we'd all like go over to the bar, and then we would just, you know, drink for the day. And we would call them prayer sessions all the time. And it was some of the most fun times I've ever had.
See, I worked at a rock station, and in a lot of ways, it was so WKRP back then because it was in the early 90s when I started, 1991, actually. And every Friday, the manager would bring in a case of beer. And at 4 o'clock, everybody would drink a beer. And I was the receptionist at the time, and I had come from the newspaper because that was a big deal back then. And that was a very professional place. And I'm like, I can't have a beer. I'm the receptionist.
Right.
People are going to come and see me. And they go, oh, just hide it. The manager's telling me that. Just hide it. It's okay. And so as it went on, they started doing it on Wednesdays and Fridays. And then the manager, the sales manager moved up to manager. He was going through a divorce. And next thing you know, they're drinking every day at 4. It started at 3. And it was pretty much any time in the afternoon, they would be drinking. It's like, my God, how do y'all get anything done?
And also, you know, you're not supposed to back in the day, you were not supposed to operate, you know, you were supposed to be on the air and drinking. It was so bad at the first station I worked at, where we would have a cocktail in the afternoon because the boss would come through with a beer, that now they remodeled the building, and in the basement, they actually built a tavern. So there's actually a bar down there with a tapper, a refrigerator filled with beer, mixed drinks behind the bar in the basement
of the radio station.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I'm not sure the FCC would love it if they came through, but you know, it looks like a really fun place to hang out.
Like, hey, you're adults. You know, yeah. You have an artist coming through. It's like, would you like to go to our bar and have a drink while you're here?
I'm not sure at this little station in the middle of a cornfield, there's many artists coming through. But I do know at the time, I think the owner and his son were down there an awful lot during the day. So,
well, see, that was the deal back then at the rock station. It was really just a handful of people doing all the drinking.
Yeah.
Like, I could have drank with them, but it just was weird. I've got a job to do. I can't like sit around all afternoon and drink with you guys because this still has to get done.
Right. And when I have a couple, I want to have more than a couple, usually in that case. So I wouldn't be able to talk anymore and I would probably get a little rowdy. So I, you know, always had to behave a little bit.
And then like, look at how unprofessional I am right now having a beer while doing this. But it just reminds me back in the day of I think Tony and I recorded on Monday and Wednesdays or something like that. And we would always have a drink.
Yeah.
Always. Yeah. And then we would talk for 2 hours and we would do some recording.
Is it any more unprofessional that I'm sitting here vaping while we do this on video? I mean, come on. This is a ghost podcast.
Actually, there's no sometimes rules. When you vape, the clouds, smoke around you looks super cool, actually.
Yeah. So if you don't watch this on YouTube, you should check it out.
Yeah, because it's like
just for the vape clouds.
it's really cool looking. There's more than one. So I'm like, that's a pretty cool effect. Actually, yeah. I've thought that. Well, let's go to our first story of the day.
All right.
Here it is.
This is Julie. And I just wanted to let you guys know about some things that have happened to me in my life. it started off when I was 8 years old. I was sitting at my table, like one of the little tables they had for children back in the 70s. It was a Raggedy Ann table, and it was red and white. And I was sitting there writing my grandmother, who was in the hospital. And at 8 years old, you don't really realize what's going on and, you know, why she's in the hospital. But I know I used to visit her every weekend. She was my mother's mother. My mother had passed away when I was 14 months old, so I never really knew her. I remember Grandma, and she was a Swedish lady. She didn't know English very well. I was sitting there writing her a letter, and for some reason, an eight-year-old, I don't know why, this was such a morbid thought, but I thought, you know, wouldn't it be weird if my dad came home and told me Grandma had passed away? Well, lo and behold, my dad comes home and he tells me Grandma had passed away. So it was just some kind of weird sense that I had. Okay, moving ahead, I was 27 at the time. And my brother and I have two brothers. They are 13 and 14 years older than I am. And he was the youngest of the two. His name was Brett. And he and I were very, 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 very close. Well, he never quite really got over my mother's death. And he kind of drank himself to death. The situation is that he was basically on his deathbed. They didn't give him much time. He had fallen down and hit his head, and they had an operation on him to remove a blood clot, and the doctor didn't give him much time. It was probably a week, he said, that he had. Well, I was also 9 months pregnant, and I remember this quite clearly. It was I worked second shift. I've always worked second shift in my life, which is a shift from 3 o'clock in the afternoon to 11 o'clock at night. It was around 1 o'clock and I was taking a shower, getting ready for bed. I felt something touch me in the shower. And then all of a sudden in my head, I had a sense of my brother and it was like he was saying goodbye to me. And then, of course, the next morning, I get the call from my father who told me Brett had passed away. I asked him, I said, well, did the doctor tell you what time it was he passed away? And he said, yes, it was around 1 o'clock in the morning. You know, that goes for family. And I never really thought of myself as a sensitive or anything like that, but I guess I kind of am. This happened about 2 weeks ago. I woke up around 4 o'clock in the morning, panicking, and I had a sense that my best friend, I just felt like something was wrong and I was worried about her. And I thought, oh no, you know, I was worried that she was alive. And I stayed up for a few hours. I tried to get in touch with her on Facebook. I tried texting her because normally she is awake. I also tried all morning long to get a hold of her up until around 10 o'clock in the morning. Finally got a hold of her. She's okay. Well, I made arrangements with her to go off with her. So she was going to come and pick me up in 20 minutes. Well, I was sitting outside on the back porch smoking a cigarette. And another friend of mine calls up and she's crying and she's all upset. And she's like, you know, I wanted you to hear this before you saw it on Facebook or read it in a text or anything like that. She's like, you deserve to hear about this. And another friend of mine that I basically grew up with, he was like my brother. We knew each other from teenagers, and we met when we were 16, and I'm now 48, and he and I were also very, very close, and he had passed away. He had had a heart attack, And I asked her, I said, do you know what time it was he passed away? And she said, I'm not quite sure. You might want to call his aunt. Well, I did finally get a hold of his aunt, and I went over there and I talked to her. And she said she wasn't quite sure, but she thinks it was around 4 o'clock in the morning. The medical examiner said it was early in the morning when he had passed away. So those are my stories. And you guys have a wonderful day.
You know, she's very, she definitely has abilities. And it's interesting, all of those things happen to her and she's not even anyone who's working on them. It's just coming in.
Yeah.
There's three different major things that happened.
But they're all kind of tied together, right? They're tied together with a death.
Oh, they were all death related. Yeah. So it just makes you think that like her mediumship abilities, if she were to ever work on them and try, imagine what she could, I imagine she could really connect with some things.
I think, you know, I think all of us have premonition and abilities, but I think everybody's abilities are a little different.
Mm-hmm,
two quick stories. In reference to the day that she had her dad come home and say that grandma died, true story, I had a dog named Winston, best dog in the world. Had him for a few years. He wasn't young. He was a rescue out of the Humane Society, whatever. And he, you know, he was with me for a few years. And one day I was working in the studio and it was time to take Winston out. So I took him outside, went upstairs, let him out, and he did his thing. And as he's trotting back into the house, he was just this very laid back, loving, happy doggy. And I said, I thought to myself, I don't know what I'm going to do when he's gone. For whatever reason, because I just had this feeling of love for him. Very next day, he can't walk.
No.
Took him in. Cancer, aggressive. He was put down the very next day.
Oh my God.
And I remember thinking, how is this possible? I just had this thought, what will I do without this dog? And then this happens. And then, so to me, that was a premonition. I truly believe that. And then the second story, I've got a friend named Lisa, and I don't think she's got any special abilities or anything like that, but she has one special ability that's very weird. She knows when people die, and it's very weird for her, Carol, because what'll happen is she doesn't dream of that person. She doesn't have a dream that Connie came to her in the middle of the night and said goodbye or anything like that, but she will wake up and go, just for whatever reason, Connie died. And very true story, a few years ago, somebody that she and I had both worked with, and both, I'll be just very honest with it, had a very bad situation with this woman. It was a radio situation. You know how things can be very backstabby and stuff in radio. Oh, yeah. And this woman was not our favorite individual. But she never thought twice about her after we stopped all working together. One morning she woke up and she said to herself, Connie passed away. Now she had not seen Connie for 20 years. And sure enough, that day I reached out to her and I said, hey, I just wanted to let you know Connie passed away from cancer. And she said, I knew that. She didn't know how she had died. Nobody had come to her in her sleep to tell her anything. She just had that. And that's happened to her like five times in her life where she's woken up, had this thing where she just says, so-and-so died. She says it to herself and boom, they're gone.
Wow. Cause I have definitely had knowledge of things I shouldn't have knowledge of, but I don't also think that I am a psychic medium, either of those things by any stretch of the imagination. But I think perhaps if you work on it and you try to get more in tune with it, I think that, you know, someone like me, someone like you, we're very busy and there's a lot of information coming at us all day long, every day. And so to ever have space to just let your mind rest and maybe get to a place like that is hard for us.
I will tell you what I'm really good at.
What? Okay.
So I do have some abilities. I'm a very strong empath. I can tell when I can walk into a room and I can
read. Yeah, I would say I have that. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
I am a great manifester. People will think I'm nuts, but every point in my life when I've needed something to happen and I've done any kind of thinking about it, or, you know, you might do a little, what am I trying to say? Where you, I don't know, but when you think about it, I pray about it, whatever, I can make shit happen. And I can tell you at least four times in my life when I was just done with a job, I was just freaking done. I wasn't going to do it anymore. I hated the situation and I needed something else and I needed it now. Every flipping time it's happened to me. And this is a prime example. Like, I was at a position where I was not happy. And I literally said to myself, I don't care if I've got anything else. I'm done, but I need something else. And I literally quit my job without anything lined up. And within 2 days, something came to me. So,
which is pretty cool.
It is really cool. And it almost gives you a sense of, you're almost a little bit too sure of yourself sometimes, because in the woo-woo world, people will say, you know, take that jump off the cliff. The universe has you, you know, make that change. And I am a firm believer, if you're in a bad situation, it's not going to change unless you change it. So getting out of a bad relationship, getting out of a bad job, sometimes you've got to cut the cord for the next thing to come to you. Definitely.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So if you need something in life, if you need something, Carol, just let me know. I'll freaking manifest it for you.
Let me think about this. Do I need to write this down or just send it to you telepathically?
Send me $50, care of.
Is there a 900 number I need to call?
Yeah, I'm going to have a late night manifesting show. People will send me cash and it'll just be me in front of a camera going, like that kind of thing.
Picking up on.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. You know, a lot of people who, I think I've talked to people who legitimately know things they shouldn't know, or I don't know how they know it. It's happened to me. It's happened to you. I think it's definitely possible. But I think that especially people dealing with grief and things where they want a connection really desperately, and historically, like, it goes way, way, way back. There are people to step up and take advantage of you.
Oh, yeah.
They will take your money and tell you a bunch of bullshit, and it's not even true. And, you know, you just see those things happen, and it breaks my heart.
So I'm just like ghosts. I'm very skeptic about people who call themselves mediums or psychics, all that kind of stuff, right? I do believe in it, but I think there's a lot of hogwash. So my mom had died, and I was doing a podcast and we had on a psychic, and I said, you know, she just said, do you want me to read you guys at all? I said, sure, go ahead and do that. So she's reading me. And of course I'm going, well, that could be anything. Well, yeah, that's true, but that could be anybody. And she said, okay, regarding your mom, I'm seeing these colored bottles. What's going on with all these colored bottles? My mom, as far back as I can remember, in her kitchen, on the top of the upper row of cabinets, you know, that space between the cabinets and the ceiling, my parents had collected milk bottles from the old days when the milkman would come and drop off milk at your house. So they had, like, I would say 25 of these milk bottles that went across the entire length of the kitchen cabinets. My mom, to show them off, would put water with food coloring in them.
Colored water in them.
And she goes, and I said, okay, I understand what you're saying. I didn't give her any more details about it. And she goes, you've got a couple of those, don't you? And I said, I do. My sister Vicky took some, and then I took a couple. And my sister did what my mom did. She put some colored water in as a way to kind of remember mom. I just took them, put them in my kitchen behind a bunch of other shit. Like, I've got a pepper grinder there and a salt shaker, and then behind them are a couple of milk bottles. And I didn't say that, but she said, yeah, she doesn't really like the way you're displaying them. Honest to God. I mean, I was who the hell talks about colored bottles and makes a connection in that way? So, you know, I had some further conversations with her and she was very knowledgeable about stuff.
See, I just think you find the right person and they can really, and I don't think they can always.
Nope. I think the energy's got to go both ways, exactly. Right? Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I find it fascinating, but someone like her, you know, to have three really profound experiences like that.
She definitely has a strong premonitions ability. Yeah.
Just makes you wonder if she ever really worked on her abilities, what could happen?
Get her on the phone, Carol. We'll ask her tonight.
Call now. Let's go to this caller.
Hi, guys. I'm listening to your show. And I got to say, I like it. I genuinely do. So the reason for my call is I had a few experiences when I was younger. I'm 29 years old. In that time, I would say the most alarming thing that ever happened to me was when I was younger. I think I was in the sixth or seventh grade. I had to pull the old switcheroo on my family. A group of friends and I got together and came up with the plan that we were all going to spend the night at each other's house, or at least that's what we were going to tell our parents. So everybody was expected to be a gone away from home, and we thought we could go out into this kind of area near our house where these old mill ponds were and, you know, do some camping on our own, have some freedom for the night. And so we got the plan together. We got the stuff together, kind of staged it away from the house so that my friend mom wouldn't find it. And we went over there and grabbed our gear and kind of hiked out to where this was at. Point of fact, this was in Eugene, Oregon, and something that you may be interested in. The fact, maybe you could look into it. Multiple young boys have been found drowned in the mill pond. Before I moved there, two younger boys drowned in the mill pond. And then a couple years after I moved away, I think they were brothers, were also found drowned in the mill pond. But back on point, we decided to camp amidst some blackberry bushes if we were younger. And so fairly easily for us to get into our camping spot, and would have been protected from, you know, most anybody who would want to come out there. And we started a little campfire and we're sitting there. And as it got darker, just got this kind of sense of foreboding that something was happening. And my friend was the first to notice that there was something in the brush. And we're talking, you know, 8-foot brambles, you know, northwestern blackberry bushes that were reasonably thick, you know, 10, 12 feet thick. So it's not like somebody just traipsed in there, because that would be rather uncomfortable. I make light of the situation because it was really, really alarming. And even to this day, I still can feel the fear of being watched, of a sinister presence out in the brush. I kind of looked at my friends and I said, I think we need to go. And we didn't extinguish the fire. We didn't grab our things. At that point, it became an all-out panic run for safety. And we crawled through the rabbit warren that we'd come through and ran as fast as we could down DeVos Street in Eugene, which is, you know, at the time was just riddled with potholes and the pavement was in desperate need of repair and half the street lamps didn't work. And all it did was add to the sense of foreboding. And then what caught my attention was that we were being chased. I could hear something behind us. I never turned to look, because in that moment of fear, you're just running. I came to the point where we hit pavement, and what I heard, and to this day has never left my mind, and I have tried desperately to justify it, was that I heard the sound of not a footsteps. I would like to think that what I heard was wooden-soled shoes on the pavement behind me. And I, to this day, not sure that's what I heard. But we ran. We ran as far, as fast as we could, and we hauled after everybody in the neighborhood who could hear us to come out and help us. And that street just was so dark and sinister that night, and we ran, and we ran. We had a good 5 blocks to go, and I wasn't much of a runner. Something in me just told me that if I stopped, my parents would probably be asking a lot of questions of everyone else's parents about where I went. And we got to the end of the street, and we climbed up the tree in front of my friend's house because we felt that was the safest place to be. And we yelled and yelled. Finally, one of the neighbors opened up the door, and they wound up filing a police report. The police came out. It was, they did a search. They put out the fire we left. We got in a lot of trouble over that. And they looked for somebody who may have come after us. But that whole time, I could hear whatever it was down there moving around, and we never saw it leave. We never saw it come for us. We got up the tree, we heard it, and we never saw it. To this day, I have always been afraid of what it was I heard running behind us. That's just kind of one of my many stories. I've always kind of theorized hauntings in my experience are not necessarily always tangible. I don't necessarily believe that you see something so much as sense something. It's very much psychological and emotional, and I feel like that would fall into that category because it was very psychological. It was very emotional. There was a deep fear in me, and to this day, I still feel it in my gut, even when I'm thinking of it. And so that's my story. Great job, guys. Thank you.
You know, that's a story that works so much better with him telling his story rather than writing it in.
Yep.
Because you hear it in his voice. And so I'm reading that story, I can't relay that.
No, you can't, because you didn't experience, so you don't have those emotions. When he first started, he's like, yeah, I'm checking out your podcast. I was waiting for him to go, you're all full of shit, you know?
Yeah, thanks for not saying that.
Yeah, really appreciate that.
And we might
that.
Be, actually.
We might know? Be a little bit
we
sometimes.
We probably are. That's okay if you think that.
But I find that
so interesting. And he said something towards the end there that I really so strongly agreed with, that it's not that you always see it. It's that you feel it and you hear it.
Yep. It's a sensation.
Yeah. And that's what they, and you know, you don't know. I mean, I wasn't there. Could there have been a little hysteria thrown
sure.
in there too with the kids, and they get themselves worked up? But as soon as he said they took off and left the fire, I was like, ooh, that's going to come back and haunt them. And it sounds like it did.
It did. I just want to do this for all of our listeners. Only you can prevent forest fires.
And obviously they were too scared to give a shit.
No kidding. It was Smokey the Bear coming after your ass for not putting out the fire.
That's exactly what it was.
Yes.
But and it's like, they really felt like they were running for their lives. Like they ended up in a tree.
Yeah.
Like you don't end up in a tree because it's like, oh, let's just climb the tree at the end of this little run. They ran up there because they're scared and they felt like that's the only, and they're up there yelling for people to help them.
I'm trying to think back to my youth around his age. And I only remember climbing one tree in my entire life, and it was the last time I ever did it. So I don't, even if I'm scared, I'm not sure that I could be even able to climb a tree. So what my point in that is, they must have been really freaking scared.
Right.
You know, and also the concept of, oh my God, we got to go get away from this. What are we going to do? Let's climb a tree.
And that's almost like one of those things you don't necessarily have time to discuss.
Right.
It just like psychically goes from one person to the other. Like, we're just going to climb the tree. One guy starts and the rest of them just jump up there.
Here's the problem. If it was Smokey the Bear, too bad. Bears can climb trees. You're screwed either way.
That's true.
Yeah.
But obviously it wasn't, because they were up there and the cops came.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because, I mean, two things. Was it something they couldn't see? Was it some kind of paranormal thing? Was it a cryptid thing? Was it some horrible predator person after them? None of those scenarios are good. None of them.
No, I mean, any way you look at it, you're kind of screwed when you're hanging out in the blackberry brambles. Also, I don't know if and I've only done a handful of these podcasts with you guys. He used the word foreboding twice. So, and that's not a word we hear a lot on the calls. I had a sense of foreboding. You know what I'm saying? So he was really descriptive in his story.
And he also, I actually had to look this one up. He said mill pond several times. And I was like, what is a mill pond?
Tell us.
It's a pond created by damming a stream or river to provide a water supply for a mill used to power a water wheel. In a secondary sense, the term can also describe a large expanse of calm, still water, like a very calm sea.
The password is millpond.
Oh,
we're going to play paranormal password tonight. Okay.
I had never heard that term. I had,
but it's interesting that there had been some death there, obviously, with drownings and stuff like that. And you just wonder, you know, you could go in all different directions. Did some bad energy have something to do with that? Or the fact that there was death there have something to do with, like, just a little bad juju in that area?
Yeah.
The password is juju.
You just set that up yourself.
I did. I didn't even know I was doing it. I almost had a little Tony in me there.
So I don't know. The thing is, I have no idea what they encountered. I don't have a theory on it. I don't know what scary thing came out of the blackberry brambles.
Yeah.
But you can hear it in his voice.
That sounds like a great name for a little hotel out in the woods.
The Branberry Bramble. A Southern rock band.
Branberry
Brambles.
Too. Hey, welcome to the show tonight. We're going to play a little Southern rock for you, but we've got a banjo on the band. So
we're the Brambles.
Yeah, that's right. Well, go Brambles! Go Brambles!
A real ghost story. We'd like to hear it. Call it in, 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, you can do that. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get no commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archives. And from all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with Smart Card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. no hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap. Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase